Welcome back to Purim Drashas of the Amorayim. We are continuing through the Gemara Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, with all the introductory statements and teachings of the Drashas of the Amorayim. Yesterday we left off in the second Drasha. It was just too long to condense into one very short shiur. So we were speaking about Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Right, he would start from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and he in this pasuk. So it says that hadas, that in place of of thorns, there's going to be a barosh, cypress, which we said it was instead of Haman, there's going to be Mordechai, and it says v'sachas atzirpa yala hadas, instead of sirpa, the nettle, it's just going to be hadas, myrtle. That's a reference to Vashti and being replaced by Esther. And then the pasuk continues, and so that's what we darshaned the other day, and we explained what the symbolism might mean. But then let's go to the end of the pasuk, which the Gemara also darshans. So the pasuk says, "Vahaya la Hashem l'shem zumikra megillah." So the pasuk says, "Vahaya la Hashem l'shem la'os olam l'yikares," and it'll be for Hashem as a name, as a reputation, and it will, and as an os, a sign, an os olam, an eternal sign, lo yikares, that will never be cut off. So this replacement of this of these plants, or as we said, personalities, or even concepts they represent, is going to serve as a shame to Hashem, and as an eternal os that will never be cut off. And the Gemara darshins, the v'haya l'Hashem l'shem, it will be a name, zu mikra megillah. That's Mikra Megillah, the shame that we're talking about, the shame of Hashem, that's going to be the reputation of Hashem. It's going to be Mikra Megillah. And L'os Olam L'Yikares, Elu Yimei Purim. These are the days of Purim. So that is, that's how Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani understands this, the end of this pasuk in Yeshayahu, that we are talking about the shame and os are actually the Megillah and Purim. So it makes sense that the Megillah implies with lo yavru. Chazal understand lo yavru, that the days of that really the Purim story is going to be eternal. But it's true, right? So that makes sense that we'll call the Os Olam lo yikares the eternal holiday of Purim, right? The Midrash Shachar Tov in Mishlei Tes says that Purim is going to be one of those things, even if the other Yom Tovim are gone, Purim is going to last forever. So it makes sense to say that Purim will be the eternal os, the eternal sign that won't ever be cut off. Nevertheless, and there are other Gemaras that indicate similar concepts, even in Maseches Megillah itself. However, it's a little bit strange to say that the Megillah is going to serve to Hashem as a shame, as a name, because we know one of the unique qualities of the Megillah in regards to Sifrei Tanakh is that it doesn't have Shem Hashem in it. But of course, as explained by many of the Mefarshim, even though Hashem's name isn't there explicitly, there are many allusions to Hashem's name, and obviously that's really the purpose of the Megillah in the first place, is where it's supposed to indicate Esther Panem, Esther Azdir Panai. There's a Hester Panem, a hiddenness of God's name in the Megillah and in the involvement, but we're supposed to be able to see past that and try to see Hashem throughout the whole thing. So in that light, it would seem that really the Megillah is actually one big Shem Hashem, right? It is a manifestation of Hashem's involvement in this world. It's really the Shem Hashem is the Megillah. However, the challenge is actually being able to see that, because superficially you could look at the Megillah and not see Shem Hashem at all. However, the truth is it's really one big Shem Hashem. What do you need to help you get there? You need something to help you see that the Megillah is actually Shem Hashem. You need a sign, an indicator, something pointing you in the right direction. What is that? What is that os? So that, I want to suggest, or I think Rav Shmuel Rahmani wants to suggest, is Purim. That we need this, this duality of the shame and the os. That there is the Megillah and and Purim. That there's a book called the Megillah, there's a sefer called the Megillah, which is Shem Hashem and shows how Hashem is not just, you know, involved in miracles, you know, that took place in, you know, Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yitzias Mitzrayim and all that, but that even in times that are like Purim, where it's post Nevuah and we don't see open miracles, but Hashem's involvement is still clear if you're paying attention. So we have the Megillah, which has Shem Hashem, but you need an Os, and the days of Purim are that Os. The days of Purim are the days where we take the Megillah, read it, and understand it properly, gives us the right perspective. And that eternal Os will allow us to see the Shem Hashem that the Megillah is. And it could be that this is the idea also, right? This is the whole Venahafachu that the beginning of the Pasuk of Yeshayahu mentioned, that all these evil forces are being replaced with the forces of Kedusha. Haman's replaced by Mordechai, Vashti's replaced by Esther, and these this story of the Megillah is the Shem Hashem, but we need the Os of Purim to give us the correct perspective on how to read the Megillah and see it indeed as Shem Hashem.